This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. It's not just kids with wish lists this time of year. The Humane Society of Central Illinois has a wish list of supplies that helps them care for the critters in need of a home. Madonna Courtright, Director of Development at the Humane Society, says the holiday supply drive is very helpful for the organization, and it takes into account that there are many different types of donors.
There are people who like to give you money, and then there are people who like to give you stuff.
Stuff.
And so this is for the people who like to give us stuff, who feel better about giving us a tangible. And if these supplies are given to us, that's just one less thing we have to buy. So that's money saved for us. So it's all golden.
And it's all basic, down-to-earth kind of stuff, like paper towels. I love to give paper towels because as a pet owner, I know you need paper towels.
Well, it really surprises people because the bulk of our needs are cleaning supplies. The first reaction they want to do is get you food. Mm-hmm. And we can't accept food. I mean, we'll accept it, but we pass it on. But we won't use food that's given to us because we're under a special contract with Hill Science Diet, and that's what we feed our animals. We have a great deal from them, and we don't want to blow that contract. So we share the food with other shelters or fosters or whatever. You know, it doesn't go to waste, but we can't use it inside. So skip the food. Treats are okay.
And you have a variety of locations conveniently at supermarkets.
Well, we have three supermarkets. We have both Schnucks stores, the one in Bloomington and the one in Normal. Also the Jewel on College. Tractor Supply, because Tractor Supply has a lot of things that we need. And each store has their own specific list of items so that you can get those things at those locations.
So definitely people can give to the Humane Society. But speaking of giving, oftentimes this time of year, people want to give the gift of a pet.
You know, there's that wonderful image of the puppy running in from behind the Christmas tree
with
for the
big
kids.
Red bow.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the reality is if the kids aren't involved with that process, that may not be the perfect thing to do. Or if you're thinking that grandma's lonely and she really should have an animal to keep her company, don't just show up with a kitten. First of all, she may not want a cat. She may want a dog. Or maybe she wants gerbils, who knows, you know. But you really need to get those individuals involved in the adoption process and let them meet the animals and let the animals meet them before they come into the home.
So you have a suggestion for a better gift. If somebody wants to do a pet, there's actually a twofold process.
We want people not to just adopt and bring it into the home, although we would love to clear out the place for Christmas. But we would prefer that you come in and get a gift certificate to give to that individual. Put together a basket with toys and treats and books about the care and feeding of and all of that sort of stuff. And then later on, go out and let them see what they would like to adopt.
All right, the new year is right on the tail, so to speak, of the holidays, of Christmas. And oftentimes people make New Year's resolutions to become more involved and do some volunteering. What kind of opportunities do you have at the Humane Society of Central Illinois?
Well, we always need volunteers. We need volunteers to go out to venues when we have exhibits. We need people that'll talk for us because we as staff members, we only have four full-time staff. We can't be everywhere.
So you need people to do a little PR, so to speak.
We do. We need that. We need people to come in and walk dogs. The dogs have to be walked 3 times a day, every day, regardless of holidays or whatever. So we need animals walked. And we need just general cleanup and care for those animals. Now, once you get the cleaning done, then of course you will get puppy kitty time and you can
help socialize.
Well, we need to socialize our pets mm-hmm. as well. That's a very important part of it. But we need a lot of cleaning. So there's sweeping and mopping and doing laundry and folding and all of that kind of stuff like you'd do at home. Well, except this is all for the cats and dogs and bunnies.
That's Madonna Courtright, Director of Development at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. The holiday supply drive continues until December 23rd. I'm Laura Kennedy.